Brother Donovan Milleen from the Edmonton Parkdale congregation will consider the sixth part of this symposium, Anticipate Future Kingdom Blessings, New Scrolls.
When did you last pray for Jehovah's guidance? Was it first thing when you got up this morning? Maybe when you were having breakfast? I know you were praying for Jehovah's guidance along with the opening prayer at our convention this morning. We do it all the time. And why? Because we have every reason to believe that He will give it to us. Because throughout history, Jehovah God has always guided His people. He's given them specific instructions for specific situations they found themselves in. Can you think of any examples of that? Well, let's consider together three. Firstly, in Moses' day. Think back to what happened then. They came out of Egypt and were gathered before Mount Sinai. And what did Jehovah provide them with? The Mosaic Law. He provided them with detailed laws to protect them as they entered into the land of Canaan. Now, imagine if you would have been there waiting for Moses to deliver those laws. How would you have felt? What kind of anticipation would you have experienced? How would you have felt when, after giving these new instructions from Jehovah, Moses said to Israel, "Take to heart all the words of my warning to you today. It means your life." A second example. During the first century, Jehovah's people were again in a new situation. And so they received new instructions from Jehovah to help them to know how to follow Jehovah's principles under the Christian arrangement. Now, imagine having been there as one of Jesus' disciples and hearing him speak, and he begins saying, "I am giving you a new commandment." How surprising that would have been. And then he went on to explain how now you were to love your neighbor not as yourself, but more than yourself. Imagine how his disciples felt when he told them to go therefore and make more disciples. The anticipation of Jehovah's people would have been great at that time. The third example is us. Jehovah's people today. What unique situation do we find ourselves in today? We're living in the time of the end. And do you remember what Daniel said about the time of the end in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4? He prophesied that in the time of the end, the accurate knowledge of God's word that had not previously been available would be abundant and widely distributed. And are we not blessed with an understanding of God's word? And as we struggle through the last days of this wicked system of things, are we not grateful for this guidance and this help? And do we not find ourselves eagerly anticipating further refinements of our knowledge of Jehovah and His word? Well, our anticipation will soon be rewarded in a very special way. After the end of this system of things, after Armageddon, Jehovah's people will again find themselves in a very new and unique situation. What instructions will we receive? Please, open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. And if you'd like to, if you're able to, put your marker in there, because we'll refer to this scripture a couple of times over the next few minutes. That's Revelation 20 and verse 12. "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and scrolls were opened. But another scroll was opened. It is the scroll of life. The dead were judged out of those things written in the scrolls according to their deeds." So we're told here that scrolls will be opened. What will these contain? Well, to understand that, just look back in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 19. We see that it's talking about Armageddon there. Then in chapter 20 and verse 1, the abyssing of Satan and his demons. So we're talking about something that will occur after Armageddon, during the millennial reign of Christ. So what will these scrolls contain? Well, look at verse 12 there. John reports that the dead are to be judged out of those things written in the scrolls according to their deeds. So, on the basis of their response to what's written in these new scrolls, those alive on earth at that time, including resurrected ones, will be judged. So it stands to reason that these new scrolls will contain God's detailed requirements for mankind at that time. Imagine how you will feel to actually hear them for the first time. More than just regulations and commandments, these instructions will actually give us further insight into the mind of Jehovah God. We still have so much to learn. So much to look forward to. But when might you reflect on this future kingdom blessing? Let's watch our two elders here. They're making a shepherding visit on a sister, and note how they conclude their visit.
Robin, I really wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you in the congregation and the way you obviously work hard to apply Bible principles in your life.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And I've noticed that even when you face very difficult personal decisions.
Well, it's so kind of you both to say so. You know, I really appreciate you coming to visit me today. I've really been encouraged by examples in the Bible of faithful women like Hannah and Esther who were faithful to Jehovah despite hardships.
You know, it's really good to look at those faithful examples. And as we learn about these examples in the Bible, it helps us to be courageous and find joy just like them when we face these difficult situations.
That's so true. Reading these different Bible accounts and learning about Jehovah and his will for us brings me so much joy. You know, especially lately, I've really come to appreciate the light that Jehovah sheds on his word today for our guidance.
I have to agree with you there, Robin. The clarifications we've received lately are really thrilling, aren't they?
They sure are, and they remind me of something that I've been looking forward to ever since I've read it in the book of Revelation, and that has to do with the future new scrolls.
If I recall correctly, Dan, that prophecy is in the 20th chapter of Revelation, isn't it?
Yes, it's in Revelation 20.
Let's turn there and just refresh our minds about that. That's Revelation 20. Here it is in verse 12. Have you got that, Robin?
Yes, I do.
Here it reads, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and scrolls were opened. But another scroll was opened. It is the scroll of life. The dead were judged out of those things written in the scrolls according to their deeds." Now, in explanation of this phrase, "and scrolls were opened," our publications have made the comment that the opening of these scrolls evidently has reference to Jehovah providing more detailed requirements for mankind during the 1,000 years.
They also indicated that these scrolls of instruction will likely be published for everyone. And as we look back at that scripture, it even mentions the millions that will be resurrected. So they too will benefit from these scrolls after their resurrection.
That's really exciting to think about. I was just thinking how thrilling it was to get our revised New World Translations. Imagine how it'll be to get our hands on those.
Yes, that was for sure. We were excited when we got that. And it's exciting and yet essential information that we look forward to receiving in the future. Did you notice, though, the connection between those new scrolls and the scroll of life also mentioned in that verse? We can see an important link between them. Our response to what's contained in those new scrolls then will have a bearing on whether our names are written in the scroll of life.
Kind of makes you wonder as you think about it, how will these requirements be laid out? As we look at our Bible today, we have some laws, but many more are recorded for us as principles. So Robin, your fine efforts today in applying Bible principles will make it much easier for you in the new world as you try to apply the principles that will be contained in those scrolls.
That's a really good point. I can see how taking advantage of divine education now is really going to benefit me in the future.
That's for sure. And right now we receive so much information. Just think of how thrilling it will be in the future when we receive more divine education. We will learn not only about Jehovah's will, but about Jehovah himself, his personality. Just think of the results that will come from that program of education.
And just imagine the countless kingdom blessings it will bring to those who do Jehovah's will with a complete heart at that time.
Well, that's something not to be missed.
May we all be there to witness that.
Something we all want to look forward to.
So along with the Bible, the new scrolls will form the basis for judging all alive as to their worthiness to gain everlasting life. So obviously everyone needs to know what's in them. So think of the educational work that will take place at that time. Do you want to be part of that? What effect will this program have on people? The qualities that they will learn. They will learn to imitate their Heavenly Father. They will learn righteousness, treat others with love and respect and dignity. And how much more we will be able to learn about our Heavenly Father, Jehovah. We can look forward to an eternity of learning about Him, and even then, we'll be eager to learn more.